Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Welcome to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast, a show hosted by LeZero, the man of a thousand rants, and Wabbit, the fan favorite. This show details the latest news in the Rocket League scene, esports results, and tips and tricks on how to get better at the game, while sometimes they'll just take a random topic and see where it takes them. Thank you all for listening, and enjoy.
Hello, welcome back to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League Podcast. I'm your host, LeZero, and I'm joined, as, I mean, almost always, Wabbits. How's it going, Wabs?
It's going pretty good. How are you doing?
Oh, you're ready? Oh, I thought I got you off guard. If you want to find out the story behind this intro, join our Patreon, asapweekly.com/Patreon. I should give a little roadmap. I think I gave a little bit of a roadmap last week with Messi, but I'm just gonna reiterate. So we have a couple episodes coming up, then we have the major, we have the post-major episode, and then after that I think I'm gonna do a pre-show special where I'm gonna clip a bunch of pre-shows together, and then possibly the our greatest anime of all time list RNK episode might go out on the main feed, but if you'd like. And that'll kind of be July. So there's my roadmap for what's going on. Yeah, you know more about what's going to go on in our podcast than Rocket League tells you ever, right? that was a joke always with Psyonix, right, Wabs?
Yeah, Psyonix really just like doesn't give things still, even still. But we're giving you so much information. Area. You right now, the listeners, have more information than I do.
There you go. Speaking of which, let me thank our patrons. Who are also awesome. If Wabs goes to the our what's it called, our notes link, you'll see that
very professional, not doc. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The doc that a little too many people have access to, I'm gonna be honest, but I digress. Zodiac 22, thank you so much. Too Much Space, Chaos Maker, Space Bear, Frank, Awesomeness, Digital Toast, Paint, Young Slug and PK, nice. Thank you so much for your continued support. I'm impressed with my lung capacity.
that was impressive. That was actually some good timing with that one.
I started off as a joke, and then I'm like, well, let's just see how long this.
Let's see how far it goes.
This Viking timber sound goes here, but there you go.
For me, I think it almost sounded like Lord of the Rings dwarvish. That's kind of the vibe I was getting.
Well, same difference, I guess.
Similar but different.
I just, you know, it's I kept going on so long and I started feeling the pain and anguish, and I just, you know, there you go. Rocket League World Championship tickets are out. That's something we should announce, right? Oh, that was literally a month ago. What am I talking about here?
Those have been out for a while.
Yeah, I'm making it like it's a new thing. You know when you're so desperate for content that you just like look at the RL content thing and then realize it was a month ago? Yeah, that's what happened here. Wabs, we had a plan for what we could do today.
We've been able to buy those for a while.
Yeah, we
had a plan.
No, I have my own shtick. No, we had a plan for what we're going to do today, but I don't actually think we have enough of the world contestants to be able to do that plan. I don't know about you, but...
So that's why I mentioned it yesterday when I was like, hey... there's not much available right now. Are we just going to fill it in with who we assume is going to be in there, even though that doesn't, with current, the way the current thing is standing, it's hard to fill in a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, we have the major, but I don't want to next week you're going to preview the major, right? So I don't want to overhype, over preview, especially like given all these things. So I think Wabs, it's time for us to do something we haven't done, I think, in a while with these episodes. Are you ready, Wabs?
Sure.
We're going to talk, okay, about some Rocket League. Tips.
What was that? I missed it.
Rocket League tips.
Rocket League tips.
Rocket League tips and tricks.
Oh my god!
Tips and tricks about the game that we have in the intro every time that we haven't done in like 3 months.
Hey, I sometimes try and put out a tip that I think about. All right, I do my best every so often when I come up with something new.
Okay, and the first tip is Cruncho invented a mechanic.
Cruncho did invent the mechanic.
Let's talk about Cruncho's mechanic, and then we'll actually do some strategy stuff. All right, go.
Okay, Cruncho's mechanic is kind of insane, and I don't know, like, when we say that Cruncho invented a mechanic, like, genuinely, at this point, I think that we can pretty well assume, or pretty well say that, like, that was invented. People got mad at him. People roasted him for saying it.
Well, because Cruncho is such a troll. Like, all he's trying to do is bait people so he can get more,
yeah, he's great at it.
And more interactions on his Twitter. So he's, like, when you see, like, oh, rank B player says he invents a mechanic, right? But he's like, eating that up. Like, that's what he wants, you know?
No, that's absolutely what he wants to do. Because it's just so much interaction. This tweet blew up for him. It's the biggest one he's gotten. Congrats to him. For those who don't know, Cruncho, way back when, I think he's been on the show, hasn't he?
He's definitely been on the show. I told him he couldn't be on the show, but he has been on the show, yes.
Yeah, he has been on the show. He was part of the Brock Esports way back when we were doing Brock Esports. And he's still been grinding. He's actually a really good player. He sometimes streams. He does like rank B stuff, and I don't know if he ever made it to B plus, but I think he did at some point. So he's good. He knows what he's doing. The thing
okay,
about
so
it.
Let's describe the mechanic. Yeah.
Yeah. The thing about the mechanic is that it looks like it's just okay. The thing about the mechanic is that you have to start off with a flip reset, just straight up like that. That like a fully perfectly controlled flip reset, which is like already stopping most people from doing it. From that, what you have to do is wait a little bit, flip into the ball with your flip, and then cancel it the moment the tip of your car touches the ball so it doesn't actually go anywhere. You want the ball to stick to the tip of your car and just ride there for a little bit, doing that you know, the flip into air dribble thing that you sometimes see pros do, and you're like, wow, that's insanely mechanical. How do you do that? It's something I could never even think about, blah, 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 all that other stuff. The thing is, you stop this flip cancel at some point at the end, and I guess if you have a, like, I don't, the thing about this for me is that I don't know how it's aimed, like, at all, because to keep up with the ball, you have to be, like, boosting into it to keep the air dribble going, but it also has to be slightly down so that it doesn't just rocket off the moment you let go of the flip.
It's like you caress it gently after the flip reset and your flip cancel, and then, like, essentially to the point that you eventually, like, how would I describe it? You then
release this cancel and then just smack it.
Exactly. Like, so the, essentially what it, you know what it is? It's like someone playing dodgeball. You know, you ever play dodgeball? And like, there's like the person who gets scared of the first throw and then they're at your mercy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They jump and then you're like, you did it.
You did it. And so that's essentially over. The idea here is that you're just playing a game of chicken. Like, in an ideal world, like, if you could do this not one out of a million times, in an ideal world.
Not once in 5 hours.
Yeah, not once in 5 hours. If you could do this consistently, essentially what would happen is it'd be like, or no, it'd be more like a handball penalty shot. You know what I mean? If you ever watch some handball. where they're both like that's probably a better analogy, where you're both kind of like just waiting, you know, and then you throw it, right? And you're just waiting for for the player to bite, or you're essentially waiting for someone else to finally decide, okay, now I'm going to challenge, and just as they challenge, that's when you'd hit it, right? And release it. So it's like, it's almost like you grab the ball. It's almost like you have spikes or something, you know, like that's kind of the
idea. It's a little bit like spikes.
It's not actually like, it's another not way. As good, but it's good enough, like done to the platonic ideal. It's good enough that it would work like that, that you essentially wait and then you'd release the second someone tries to challenge. Yeah.
That would be the hope. That would be the hope that happens. Another way to think about it is that it's similar to like, you know, when you pre-flip into a ball and then like as the front of your car is about to hit, you get like that kind of massive last second power and you're like, wow, that came out of nowhere. If you get that perfect timing pre-flip, that's what you're doing, but you're not actually flipping.
But from an air dribble, essentially, from a non-flipping air dribble.
Because you just get that air drag and then you're like, oh, they just got an air drag somehow. Sure. Let me go and challenge that. And then they get that pre-flip into it. Get that pre-flip after. And you're like, huh? Where did that power come from? Did it pin drop?
The
something?
Ball accelerates out of nowhere, right? Yeah. It just it feels like Mach speed, you know? While we're talking about this, Wabs, I'd like you to react to my episode title suggestion here.
Okay.
Did you take a look at the
reactions?
You want me to say what it was?
Wait. Oh, okay. Did you send it somewhere?
No. I put it into the notes. I put it in the notes. But
you think I have the notes open? yeah, we did it. We did it. I like that name.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that'll be the actual title. I'm not going to mention it now. But yeah, there you go.
This is our mechanic.
It's our.
It's mine now.
But. No, I think it's great because it's simple enough that it seems like it should have been discovered earlier, but it also feels very particular. Like, okay, I think we're at a point now, like, is there actual practical application? Like, is this something that can ever be done so consistently that people would use it all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's my question.
Like, are you asking me?
I am asking you, yes.
Yes. As insane as that is, it took Cruncho 5 hours of practicing to get it once, like in training mode, going for like that flip reset off the wall perfect thing. And the thing is, Cruncho being a somewhat mechanical player, is that yes, this is something that's totally doable for pros because that's just like the mechanical level that like at least I would expect, where all that you really have to do is get the flip reset, which is just automatic for people that are good at the game, like super easy to do, have like the slight distance from the ball to be able to flip or cancel your flip quick enough and get a little air drag, which I think actually happens somewhat often, especially if like people are going for a flip into an air dribble out of defense or flipping off the wall to go into an air dribble or something like that. And then you just cancel the flip at the last second. Like that's it. Like, it's weirdly very simple when all of those individual things are put out.
And like people at that level should be able to relatively quickly learn this with the amount of other skill they have. Yeah.
Yeah. As dumb as it is, it shouldn't be that hard once some muscle memory is down for people that have all of that basis already as expected ability. Not even just
and
like
then it,
you can do
then
it,
I just create another, because like that's what a lot of pro play is sometimes. It's like it's rock paper scissors, but like the better you are, like the more of these types of things you have, the more like there's, you know, like a rock
you
with
add,
a jet, like
you
flat
add
end
Spock and you just keep on going higher. Yeah.
So just having this one more thing, I'm sure it'd be really cool to see, and then we can all crown Cruncho.
We can be like, King. I did that.
Yeah, there you go. That we discovered it. ASAP Weekly discovered it. We're co-opting it.
Yeah, it's ours now.
Sorry. Yeah. Sprocket League is also ours. So we're waiting for
Sprocket League is
the
ours,
side
yep.
swipe. Yeah, we're waiting for the side swipe.
I want my
monies.
Side swipe money. I'm still waiting for that litigation to end.
Yeah. Hamster Wheel. We also would like to.
Hamster Wheel?
To get some money for that. Yeah, Hamster Wheel. We invented the hamster wheel. You didn't know that? The hamster wheel wheels.
Oh, I don't remember that. But, you know, there's been so many good ideas coming
out
of us.
Well, listen, Dave's pretty good at this. So. Dave had, yeah, Sprocket League and the Hamster Wheels.
I do remember the Hamster Wheels. Yep.
There you go.
So many good ideas have been coming out of us, specifically the ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast.
Big podcast. Yeah, so many good ideas.
Yeah, no one else.
Well... Okay, so while we're on the topic of mechanics, I actually like because it is like the kind of maybe not to the extent that the bot could do it on the wall, like the repeated wall dashes, right? But I think it became pretty common, like a double wall dash, like pros.
Oh,
will
being
use.
Able to do three, like up to two or three, minimum three. No, like minimum three, even.
Oh, minimum three.
It's just
yeah.
expected. Like, you yeah. have
isn't
to be
that
able to
crazy?
Do that in pro play.
Like,
it's insane.
It doesn't feel like that big a mechanic, but then like you watch it and it's just like, yeah, this is just like a thing that's now part of yeah. everything, right?
And it's not even that's not even a pro level mechanic. That's like it's expected in SSL from
yeah.
at
okay.
least
I was about
what
to say,
I've heard about from
I'm
other
gonna
people.
Be honest, I don't care like how good or bad you are. There's no such thing as like a needed mechanic in champ. Like,
no,
yes,
no.
there is, but none of these, like, flashing mechanics are needed mechanics of champ, is my point.
Going back, Trident was able to get to Grand Champ without half-flipping. He did not know what a half-flip was.
Am I better than Trident, or, like, at my peak, was I better than Trident, or is Trident just that good?
I think that Trident is an incredible enabler.
Okay.
And that's
so it. But that makes it, like, so, because he plays solo rank, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yep. Usually.
So okay, so I mean that's just crazy, like that he's that good yep. regardless of the game, you know?
Yep. That kind of just goes to something like if you want to be able to get to anywhere, like just learn how to enable your teammates, and then because of how mechanical focused most people are, if you can enable them to do whatever they want to do and then cover the back line enough, like get some double jump saves. And that's like the majority that you need. You can pretty much get anywhere. You can go extremely far in this game just by letting your teammates do whatever they want to do and then not interrupting them while they do it.
I would say as well for Trident, the fact that you can do so consistently over the course of multiple games, like if I were to like analyze this, because I haven't actually thought about like why is it that he gets so good at these games so quickly, right? I think he must just have like two vital skills, an obscene amount of concentration. So like, I think probably his ability to be fully concentrated and fully immersed or fully present in a game is probably like significantly better than other people. Right.
Yep.
Like he doesn't lose focus right while other people's focus. So in a game like Rocket League, it means every time he goes to hit the ball, he doesn't miss. Right.
That's not true. He misses a lot. He misses all
okay.
the time.
So what would it be in Rocket League then? Like,
I think it's,
that, the fact you're saying that makes it even more surprising to me.
No way.
I have a second
is.
Thing
it's
I'll talk
weird.
About, but
I think that it's just honestly consistency and then really playing around, letting your teammates do things.
So it's like, more that he gives the space so he doesn't zero ego, right? He's like
it's just
he's
zero
the opposite
ego.
Of Blue Lock, all right? He's not an egoist. He's the
he
would fit an EU really well, and then in an A yes. that makes him even better.
Yeah. Because he's allowing because NA players to do NA things.
The plat super god is now able to do his thing.
Yep. I think that's it. I really think that's the like that boils down to pretty much everything where it's just like I exist and like I know that much, but I have no ego about it whatsoever. It's just gonna be like, oh, hit the ball to my teammate,
then,
my teammate's gonna do things.
Yeah. And then I think to that point, maybe like the second level for him is like he doesn't get mad in the way other people get mad. I think it's probably like he'll get mad, but I think the big difference is regardless of what he says, and maybe this is where his consistency comes from, is that he'll still play the same way he was playing, whether he's like hyped up or not hyped up.
Yep. Yeah. And that's part of the consistency that I mean. It's not like,
yeah.
Because the thing about Rocket League is that a lot of it is like, what's your lowest level? And you'll be slightly above that. It's not what's your peak. It's how low is your lowest.
We need to talk about this, don't we, Wabs?
We probably do.
Yeah.
So if your lowest is essentially where your highest is, then you're probably going to be slightly above that. And if it happens to be like just, you know, hitting the ball hard enough and enough times and being able to save, then like save most shots that are going to be coming from champ plus players, then you're going to be in champ plus, right? You don't have to be able to hit the ball on net at all. You don't have to be able to do that. You just have to not lose
to them, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's kind of what I learned from playing with Trident.
But you can't really look, like, I think he must have an, and the thing is, like, did Trident play other games? Like, did he do sports scoring? Like, what is,
he played hockey, secret, I think. Man. I think he
maybe
played
that
hockey,
helped a
which
bit.
Which does help. Go listen to combo stuff if you want to hear about that. Like,
but I mean, I would, oh yeah, like, but I think I'm talking more like from a team perspective and from like an individual that, sports perspective is for me is more important than like one-to-one translation of hockey to Rocket League in the game, because he's been so good at all these different games, like regardless of the game type, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's why it
you wonder when you think about it.
That's why you wonder, yeah. Because yeah. I mean, I can't like put myself down, like let's not get it. Like, I feel fairly confident that like if I were to pick up any new game, I could get top 10%.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
that's fair.
Which is what? Which is Diamond in Rocket League?
Yes.
We'll say around
closer to champ.
Whatever it is, like Diamond 2 or whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. And like I think I'm fairly confident that because I've done it so with so many different games, so many different types of games, I know what it takes to get there, right?
Yep.
I think as well, like probably the reality is that certain games, like, I can't do it the way I used to do it, but I'm just fairly confident that I can pick up the base, like, idea of the game, the basic strategy of the game, and be better than half the players. Maybe I'll put it that way. Or like, half the players.
Yeah.
Because, I think I'm just getting to the point that, like, I wouldn't be able to put in the time to get past a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, like, even with FIFA, right? Like, relatively, I guess FIFA has become the game that I've tryharded the most recently, right? Mm-hmm. Even though it's been, like, half a year. But I don't get, like, I get past, yeah, I kind of get past the first 60-70% like relatively easily, like probably easier than most other people, but it's always breaking that top 10-20% that for me is the hardest part.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know if that's where talent breaks in, or if it's just a simple acceptance of the fact that the amount of effort to put into this is not like currently allowed in my life, right? When I got to the best in Hearthstone, I also didn't have the mechanical
requirement.
Wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then some people just like hand-eye coordination, reaction time, all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
The nice thing about Hearthstone is like I can go back to it in 10 years and be a top pro like easy. Like it
yeah, like having that basis.
I can all get four decks together. And like you just learn the meta, so it's literally experience is most important because you just have to learn how to play every deck against every other deck, right? Mm-hmm. That's meta. Mm-hmm. And then I've done enough tournaments that I have the experience in tournaments, right?
Yeah.
Of things to do to stay focused. And stuff.
What is it? The macro stuff that's going on in Hearthstone tournament? Weirdly.
Yeah. Well, you'll do stuff like one of your decks is like a non-meta version of the deck.
Mm-hmm.
Just so people like, because people know how to expect to play around it, or they know your win condition. So you essentially like make one deck that has a
secondary
like
win condition,
the secondary win condition, or just it's slightly less optimized, but essentially it can win a different way. And that yep. might, you know, squeak someone by or literally like I really like Hearthstone for this fact. It's like the whole Art of War idea, right? Literally in Hearthstone, if they don't know your deck comfortably,
yep.
then you're giving yourself that win. Is advantage, right? Because like the Art of War, like in Art of War, it's like oh, if you know exactly what your opponent's doing, you know what you're doing, you have a 50%, you control 50% of the outcome. If you know what you're doing and you knew exactly what your opponent's doing, you control 100% of the outcome, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the Sparks Notes version, I guess.
Yeah.
But the So in Hearthstone, I just love when that actually actualizes itself, where, okay, everyone knows all the meta decks that people are playing, so everyone's doing like the thing that's expected with that deck. Mm-hmm. And then you throw in one or two like curveballs. Like there's stuff in like Hearthstone tournaments where, sorry, this is like a side tangent, but now that you've gone, like I'm just unlocking memories. there's stuff like where, oh, sorry, I should probably put a topic here. Your level is your lowest peak. Maybe this will be why people are good at games.
Yeah, that's good.
Don't worry, we'll return to Rocket League in a second. But no, like you do stuff where like you would essentially say, okay, this everyone is running this one particular deck, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of having like some people would, I think this one's a little crazy. I think it's a little insane. But some people will do like, oh no, all my decks just beat this one deck. Because in Hearthstone, yep. Like when you win with a deck, then you don't have it anymore. And so people would have a strategy that like if they can hard counter one deck, they would lose every other deck. Like every other deck would make it through, but then they would beat that one deck three times.
Yep.
So which I still think is a dumb strategy.
It's really dumb, but if it's so meta that like over half of people are playing it, even at the higher ends, you're winning over half of your games.
Well, no, it's dumb because like nothing's a 70-30 win.
True.
That's
true.
Does that make sense? So it's dumb because like the hard counter is a 40-60. So they have three chances where it's a 40% chance of winning.
Like and if they win one of them, then
you're done. Yeah.
That makes sense.
But anyway, people will do that. We do stuff like that. Because then like maybe if they're really good, they'll even customize it, right? So where their decks are even worse against other decks, but then they're like 70-30 or
super good against that one specifically.
But I think this is maybe like that's why like I think Rocket League has always intrigued me, and it intrigues me that Trident was able to transition so smoothly into this game, right? Because other games, and this just might be a nature of like the games that Trident played growing up versus the games I played growing up, right?
Sure.
Like if I go from a StarCraft perspective or even a League perspective, that kind of like Art of War idea is very much more there. Mm-hmm. Like those kind of
longer
lessons
term battles,
like longer term of, yeah. strategy instead mm-hmm. of just reaction. Like in some ways, like.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Yeah, Rocket League has a much more constant engagement with the opponent, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's similar to me, like when I did kickboxing, it's probably more similar to me to that than it is to Age of Empires, right?
Yeah,
or StarCraft, where it's just like here's a lot of positioning and pondering, and then mm-hmm. we have one big fight. Or you know the games play differently, but there's a lot more grander scale like macro strategy stuff. While here it's like. And knowledge of what the other person is doing, and you can have like you can actively make a roadmap of what they're doing next, right? Like 5 minutes later into the game, where Rocket League, it's like here's constant reaction and just perform at your peak, you know?
Yeah,
and that's kind of the same
macro
thing.
Things going on, but it's like the macro kind of matters a little bit less because if one micro thing messes up, it's just over.
But like that's also
take you for so long.
Yeah, and that's also why like I feel like UFC is a closer comparison to a lot of Rocket League. Mm-hmm. series than other way, like around in a UFC is 5 minutes, there's a 1 minute break. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's a constant push and pull of like you just have to perform, you react your best, you'll do some fakes, you'll set up some things, you know. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes they work, sometimes they don't, and there's sometimes there's a consequence as a goal, and sometimes there isn't. Yep. And you just have to consistently, the way to be better is to consistently do the thing better, slightly better than your opponent over the course of the 5 minutes. And then in your 1 minute break in a series, you can decide, okay, there's this one hyper thing we have to focus on that they're doing. And mm-hmm. then it has a natural like progression throughout the series. Right. And I think that's the same thing for fighting, but
yeah. And like, if you want to go to like ones, you'll see that very like that relation of ones to fighting is going to be insanely one-to-one.
Because then the pace would be more similar. Yeah. Yeah.
That's, yeah, I think it would be quicker. And the like immediate reactions are still macro based, but it's like, yeah.
I think threes are just so much faster because there's these other things. So that's, yeah, I think you're probably right. But
it's still there. Yeah. It is still there.
And I'm just amazed by the fact that he, regardless of the game, is able to just get so good at it. Like, he did well in Apex, right? And he did well in, I don't know.
He's good at shooters. The Rocket League surprised me, but he's good at it.
Well, it did surprise me that he got good so quickly. It surprised me at how good he got.
Maybe. Yes. Yeah.
Because I knew he would,
he did
like, anyone
a
who
decent
gets...
amount of time in, though. I will say, like, he got really good really quick. But he did hit that mechanical wall that you're talking about and hasn't really been able to get past C3.
But if he hit GC by being hit like a mechanical wall, like that's still insane.
That's a good point to hit a mechanical wall. You're right. But
like I never won my 10. I did hit GC. I never won my 10 games, right?
Did you not?
No, I think I got 7. Yeah, and then I drop back down.
Yep.
I mean, I don't feel too bad, but I mean, like, that's the thing. It's like, okay, so maybe if I put another stupid amount of hours, maybe I could get even further than GC, right?
Yep.
A little faster and try it, because he'd have this catching up to do. So that's, I mean, that's the tough thing, right? But I think having limited methods and or weapons, I guess, and you knowing how to use them is sometimes the grander strategy, right? Mm-hmm. I fear not the man who knows 1,000 kicks, but the man who knows 1 kick and has done it 1,000 times, right?
Yeah. Yeah. speaking of...
And that kick, by the way, sorry, no, real quick, to make this like Rocket League Learning Corner, and that kick for you, all you guys, is being able to hit the ball hard and towards the net where the goalie is.
Being able to hit the ball hard.
That's your
high.
Kick.
That's it. That's it.
Hard... Anyway, there you go. That's your kick. That's the one thing you should learn.
Like, actually, learn how to boom the ball. Still get goals in GC with it.
Boom the ball accurately where you want it to go. That's it.
Yep. Yep. Oh my God, people are so bad at that. Not going on that yet. What I wanted to say
if you want to hit practice bounce hitting off the wall. Like you boom it to one wall and then it let it bounce and then try to boom it back to the other wall and you go back and forth. Ugh. That's a nice the silver gold.
Yep.
Maybe even platinum. Oh, honestly, probably platinum diamond even.
I think I was doing that in diamond.
Yeah. There you go. What were we going to say, Webs?
If you want to get rewards in the current season, Psyonix made a very big change to one game.
Let's talk about this. I'm going to add this here. New, what is it? Ranked update. Because I've heard people complain. So let's talk about it.
Okay. So for twos, it happened. Everybody went down about like 300 MR, which is a lot more than usual. I was like, oh, that's cool. I actually really like this. I'd love to grind back up. Awesome. A lot of people had coping justifications for why Psyonix would do this. I was just like, I don't care. I'm happy to try and grind back up the twos.
Because we don't associate our self-worth with our rank, and that's
no.
I know that's gonna hurt you guys, but let's just put it out there. Okay, continue, Webs.
Yeah, so I was happy with it. I was interested. I was like, yo, this is cool. And then they put it back. I think they returned at least like 60-80% of the thing. I think they returned 100% of it from what I remember, but I might have gone up a little bit just by winning some games in my first few, and that changed it. So everybody complaining about the two stuff and how they changed the rank distribution so much. I don't know if it was on purpose, if it was, and then they really reacted very quickly to a lot of backlash, or it was just a mistake and they accidentally brought everyone down too much and then immediately fixed it like within 24 hours. That's what I think happened. I have no actual like immediate proof of that other than my own experience with it. But this is like, that being said, twos is still hard, so I don't even know if it's actually different. So a lot of people are complaining about twos. A lot of people are like, oh man, I'm still here, but I think it's just cope. That's my read. I'm happy to be proven wrong. If anybody wants to go and find the numbers, stop coping. But the one game mode that they did change, and there was specifically one that had a very big shift. And I think it was only one. I don't know about Rumble. That might have changed. I actually don't know. I haven't played it yet. but everybody went up a lot. And what I mean by this is that your MMR didn't go up, but they dropped the ranks down by a full rank. So what was champ one is now GC one.
Interesting. Roughly.
And this game mode is drop shot. So if you want to get your rewards very easily,
it's
because people in drop shot don't know how to play drop shot. And it's a lot of people playing. Sometimes they'll get some SSLs and you just lose that one and it's fine. But overall, pretty easy. Me and Trident are kind of chilling in GC2-ish area. Mm-hmm. Go and try and grind out either your GC or SSL rewards from there if you want. That's perfect. The place to do it. I'll tell you, that's the secret tech that I haven't heard or haven't seen a single person look at yet.
I'd like to also say this is also how Trident became so good as well. It's just playing drop shot a lot. Like, no
it
joke.
Genuinely
like,
is. That's like, not even a kid.
If you like, no if you are in silver, gold, platinum, even diamond one, stop playing ranked for 2 weeks and just play drop shot, and you will improve immensely your ability to hit the ball
it's
where you
so
want
dumb.
It.
Like, you just have to be able to hit the ball.
It's a cheat code. It's literally a cheat code.
Yep, because that's the problem. You just have to hit the ball. You don't have to hit it well. You just have to hit it.
And then, but it's also it's also actually pretty good at prediction.
Very predictive.
Right? So like, mm-hmm. like your ability to maneuver around the map to know where the ball is going to go next, pretty good mm-hmm. at that. Yep. And then you'll realize how bad you are at hitting the ball where you want to hit it.
Yep.
When you try to aim for that one spot on the floor and you don't hit that spot, you know?
Oh, the worst. An extra thing to it is that it forces you to hit the ball down. Drop shot. So
which you don't do a lot of in games.
You don't do it a lot.
Looking at you.
And you want to know what happens a lot for plat to champ players up to GC? They sky the ball when they're trying to hit the ball on target.
Hmm.
Do you want to know how to practice not skying the ball? Hit it down and drop shot.
Waps, I'm not gonna lie, like this is like low-key a dark horse episode. Like we've had a banger episode. I feel it, man. I love it. I did not think we were gonna get this, but this is just turning out great. Man,
this is just a facts episode.
But it's a Rocket League learning corner. Okay, episode.
Yeah, it's a learning
all right
corner.
That's
the
what
whole
it's
the
a
whole
learning
episode,
episode
is a learning corner.
It's great. Okay, so that'll be it for the learning corner portion of it, because there is something that, you know, to stay concurrent, we do have to talk about. All right, are you ready, Babs?
Okay. All right.
Or did you have any more mechanics you wanted to talk about? Any more learning corner tips you want to give?
I'm going to say this on here to motivate myself. I have not used the left air roll once in the past like 3 weeks, and I need to start doing that again.
Left arrow. So you don't use left arrow, right arrow?
I don't use air roll. I've gotten a lot better, weirdly, at keeping the air roll going and like controlling it with non-directional, like the free arrow. But directional air roll on the stop button, I basically haven't used it. It's gone to the way where it used to be. And
oh yeah, that was the other setup. Yeah.
So I gotta go get back into that and practice it again.
That's funny. Okay, we're gonna talk about some esports rumors. You ready?
Ooh, esports rumors. Okay, none of this is confirmed, as we know.
No, none of this is confirmed, but coming from our boy, right?
And we don't name in case any of it's wrong.
Why don't? Okay, you can go to esports discussions in our Discord if you want to find out who's giving us the deets. But
yep,
to anyone who's been around the pod long enough knows exactly what we're talking about.
Yep.
but he's letting know that word on the street is that NRG is likely to disband.
Yep. NRG is likely to disband. This is actually relatively old news now.
This is four days. This is 3 days ago.
Yeah, relatively old news. It's been around. I think that was.
But we got it from our source earlier. 4 days ago. Okay, like from the time this podcast.
True.
Releases.
That is the earliest that it comes. Which I am very sadly happy about. Because as you know, as we mentioned with Prof, a change has been needed
Prof
for a long
time. Prof is
very
happy. The pettiness of Prof is happy.
I'm sure the pettiness of Prof is happy, but NRG seems
Prof
like
is not
staying...
a petty person. Listen to our last Prof episode 2 weeks ago
yeah,
for
yeah.
a reference.
So the thing is, energy as an org seems to be staying, which is very good. Don't want another Cloud9 situation where that would feel real bad. We're not 100%, but it looks like it. The other thing is, this has been, I've been so vocal about NRG for so long, and the call out that I made with the, what was that, what, during the prof episode where I was like, I think NRG overperforms and gets 12th. That one hurt to see because that one happened, right? I'm pretty sure that one did happen. And I didn't mean to be that rude with it, but also like, it happens. They literally overperformed in God's wealth. They almost lost to G League. So this has been needed. Like, I don't think it's on necessarily any of them. It's just, it hasn't worked for years. Like effectively years at this point. And it's good. It's a good thing. I hope the best to, you know, each of the players. We'll see where they go in the future, which I think we'll come into, or we'll come back to soon. But, you know, best to all of them. But it's like, changes have been needed. And Rocket League rosters changed so much for a reason.
Well,
and
I mean, that's why they were so praised for so long, right? Like, relatively, this team has been together for so long, like in the current climate of Rocket League. And I think, yeah, I think that's why in some ways I appreciated it, but it's just the reality, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think, I don't know if I was literally the last episode I was talking with Messi about the fact that, like, or no, was it 2 weeks ago with you, where it was like most, like in Rocket League, generally every time someone changes a person in the roster, it's good for both teams, right? Like, maybe more good for one team than other, but it's usually still a net positive for the team that has the like the worst end of the stick. Same with Mady, so potential rebuild around Percy.
Yep, which I think is actually really cool. That's interesting. Seeing that that rebuild, that would be.
These are all rumors. Once again, sorry, continue.
Rumors, of course. That would be really cool. Lionblaze and Kinsey, if that happens, is a weird one to lose because I think they've been teammates for like such a long time. Percy, Lionblaze, and Kinsey have been together for a while as well. But like, Percy is like, kind of all of them are really good. It just hasn't ever worked with them. But seeing it them build around Percy as opposed to, you know, someone like Lionblaze is really interesting because Percy is insanely good. And I would love to see that end up, love to see how that works and who they're looking for and things like that. How it ends up for him.
Yeah.
If it happens. Yeah.
If it happens.
And
then we have Dig Around Evo, potentially.
Yep. Also cool. I kind of hope not, because Trees and Andy have also been... Like, Andy made the top four, I think, that he's been pushing for so long. And, like, it was really cool to see. Very exciting for everyone. I'm not surprised about them trying to build around Evo, because Evo was that young gun from 2 years ago, am I right? Mm-hmm. Last year. That was, like, one of the super hyped up players for, like, to be, you know, new first killer, new GOAT, new everything. But hasn't had the performance, so we'll see what happens with that, whether or not he can actually live up to that prior hype and like rebuild it for himself with a new team, if that happens. I would wonder about Dries though, where Dries would end up.
Dries
has had a storied performance. Like, he's had a history, played really well historically. So, and like made a lot of teams better.
There you go. Then there's a rumor that First Killer might go to G2 and JNAP's retiring.
Yep. Kind of could have seen it, maybe could have seen it coming, but also like not really. G2's been together for so long that it's a surprise, and they've actually been performing. like pretty well recently.
So it depends more if any of the players, yeah,
if they want to.
It makes
to,
sense yeah. if someone's retiring or someone's like moving on in their life, right? Like,
yeah, and that's what we've known.
Yeah, we've known the C-sport is a thing, is a episode of your life, not a life career for most. So there is a time where some people are like, you know, if you're hitting that 23, you know, area, 20. Even earlier, for some people, it might be like, okay, like, do I want to, you know, get a job, get a more, you know, stable mm-hmm. thing for the rest of my life? This has been fun, but you know, I don't see a long term future. Or I'm not the GOAT, you know, I'm not the world beater. So I've enjoyed my life here, but yeah, so I get it.
Mm-hmm. If it's something like that, it makes sense. And for Skiller to join Chicago and Atomic would be,
but I like that face team so much.
The face team is really good.
Oh, I so like it in my mind. You know what I mean? Like, it has enough notable play. Like, all the players to me feel like they have more reach, like famous grandeur, if that makes sense. So, sure. Like, it feels like it has both the popular appeal and the skill appeal. That's why I really like it.
I guess that's fair, but don't forget that, like, maybe part of the reason that you're thinking that is that Atomic and Chicago have been with JNaps on G2 for so long. Where Civical and Mist have, you know, had that chance to move around and be talked about as, oh, this is a transfer. How do we think about this? Oh,
100%. But, you know, if your name is more synonymous with G2 than your own name brand, that's kind of what happens, right?
Yeah, I guess that's fair. But still, if that ends up being the case, if First Killer goes, that would be a surprise, because I don't know why FaZe would be swapping up unless First Killer got, like, outbid or something. And First Killer Chicago and Atomic is an incredible. Like, oh, yeah. Interesting team.
I'm not denying that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just gonna keep this going because I don't know if you realize this, but I didn't mean this to be like more short fire. Just this show.
No, I'm just excited to talk about it. I'm sorry, I took it.
Okay. No. You listen. You can talk about it all you want next week when you're previewing the major. And maybe some of these rumors will come to fruition. There's some Shopify changes. So Shopify released a tweet. Today we're announcing a couple of team changes as we look to build on the success we started to find this year with Rebellion Rocket League. Sal will be leaving the head coach role. So that's Memory for those who don't know. Mm-hmm. We can't thank him enough for the dedication and impact he had on our development over the last year. To that end, we're expected to share that. Oh, sorry. Memory, no, never mind. Okay, I messed it up. To that end, we're excited to share that Memory will be moving into the head coaching role. So Memory is moving player. To the head coaching role. That's what I was trying to figure out. Okay, my bad. Into this offseason. As we look to build our program for long-term success, there's no one else we need wanting. There's no one else we want leading the way. Look for more directly from Memory shortly following this announcement. Keep an eye out for a longer video that dives even further into his journey as a player and now coach this summer. So Memory move into that coaching role. We want to be on a major and world stage next year, and we're working extremely hard over the offseason to prepare ourselves to lock into under third. So there you go. Shopify Rebellion. Mm-hmm. With that, how do you feel about Memory becoming a coach?
I have always been a pretty big proponent someone who's very in support of players retiring into the coaching role, because it just makes sense, especially if you're that type of person. Yeah. So I'm happy to see it. Like, Memory's been a name that's been around for ever, for such a long time, that knowing that Memory is still going to be around in the coaching position is very much positive. Like, yeah, Memory's been around since 2016. As a player.
There you go. It's just the natural progression. I mean, there's probably, and this won't be a discussion for this episode, but it's probably like, we know how I remember earlier in our pod, like a couple years ago, we'd always talk about like coaches, like were coaches even a thing, but like we finally have gotten mm-hmm. to a point where there's enough retired ex-pro players that can be coaches. Yep. So that's interesting. Yeah. And then, okay, the last thing, I guess, to kind of end of our show here, and this is from Flux coming in on the esports discussion. Just someone pointing out a tweet that where someone's showing a stat from Vitality, you know, with the major looming here. Vitality have played in 5 tournaments and 28 series in those tournaments since picking up Zen. They have won all 5 tournaments, have only lost one of those 28 series. Yep. So 5-0 tournaments, 21-1 in series, so 96.4% win rate, 98-35 in games, 73.3% win rate in games, like in yep. individual games. And Flux saying here now, if they keep this going through the major, we have potentially to have to put them in series GOAT combo. I completely, we had a GOAT combo not too long ago, right?
Yep,
I completely get it in the sense of peak ceiling performance. Like, that is actually insane. Those stats. So it'd be like for me, okay, the greatest team of all time has to be a team that does it consistently, like over a longer period of time, right? So like right now, like to me, there's only two teams that really justify that. We'll say GOAT or like legend GOAT, I guess, if mm-hmm. that makes sense. Of Team BDS, right? That insane run. Yep. And I guess to their legend, I know it wasn't exactly the same team, but to their legend, the fact that like the remnants of that team also then just won Worlds the next year too.
yep.
Like even though they weren't performing at a high level. So that's a whole like year and a half, 2 year stretch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then or you pass. Have the yeah, multiple dig. Yeah. Multiple dig win. Cause as much as you want, like Cloud Nine is the underdog story, right? Is the fan favorite
story to beat the great. Yep.
You can say it's maybe one of the, it's probably, it is, I guess, the greatest story in Rocket League, like objectively.
Yep.
I don't think,
but they're not,
I mean, that could be another argument. That could be another, but GO team, it's either Dignitas or BDS. But what I would say to Flux's point here is that of a team being on top and as dominant, you know, like even if it's a short period of time, like it's just insanity, right?
But then my
counter argument would be like Team BDS at its height of just like trampling Europe, like in a season where they had tournament after tournament every week and just winning every single one, right? So those would be the two. But I think especially with just like one series loss, like that's actually, that has its own insane little category here. Like that's almost shutout category, right? So
yeah, crazy. It is. And I think that if we see that, like, you know, as we're talking about this, if we see that going into major and if we see that going into the overall finals, then that's something to talk about. I don't necessarily know if it has to continue beyond that to actually be in like proper contention for GOAT thing, just because of the like absolute level of dominance over like overperforming Europe as is, where mm-hmm. BDS is has improved at the same time that Vitality improved. KC was already so dominant for so long and we're mm-hmm. like insanely good as is, and a couple other teams going up at the same time they picked up Zen. And then
so it's
still
the fact that their competition was higher. Yeah. It could add to their legend.
Where it, like if we see, you know, the what we expect to see in the major with EU just kind of like trouncing NA.
That would even add more. And especially if Vitality wins it, yeah.
And especially.
Flux? You know what I'll say? I'll go on a limb here. If they win the major and win Worlds, then I'm completely with you. Like they're I may even say they're the best team that there ever is. I'll say it right now. I like doing these big kind of proclamations. Let me do it.
No, it's fair to say. The only one that I would
especially
stop
with
you
those
against
stats, like if those stats continue to, like, you know what I mean, like no losses in a group stage or, you know what I mean, or in the Swiss rounds. What were you gonna say, Webs?
The only one that I would push back against is Dig, because that lasted for how many years? 3 years.
I think it was 3 years. I think it was 2 years as well.
It was 2 years.
It's two championships. You know, they happened 6 months apart, and then they were second place. So they have a nice Brazil. What is it? A 2002 Brazil thing going for them here. That's a reference. Before there was Ronaldo, there was the real Ronaldo. But R9, the actual greatest striker of all time. I think with the GOAT status, I think there's also just, there's such a, like, it's almost nostalgia at this point. And like the fact they were involved in the C9 story, like they were still literally like just destroying everybody before the Cloud9's reverse sweep. Like we watched that was one of the first major tournaments we watched.
Yeah,
and it was just like they just destruction. It was walked all over everyone. So that's why they have that, you know, and two world championships. I mean, you could argue though slowly, like two world championships back then is equal to one now, right? Just with the amount of regions we've added and the competition.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
And you only have one chance a year, right? So like, anyway, that's my point. I think you slowly argue that though. Like,
no, that's fair. Having a Turbo's conversation four with time. It for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway.
Cause like the big thing that I would say towards Vitality, for Dignitas is that I think each of them went on to go and do like their own massive thing afterwards.
Are you saying BDS didn't do that?
No, but you know, like part of what makes BDS so incredible, or why we talk about BDS is that all of them went on to go and do incredible things afterwards in their respective teams.
Yeah, there you go.
But Dignitas also did it. The Dignitas team also did that. So
anyway, I'm saying like for me to start talking about them as the GOAT with these two, like on par. Yeah. And not from that individual perspective, because I could definitely argue from a skill,
for sure.
We put all
the
teams in a time machine, they play each other at their peak. Like, this Vitality is destroying everybody, okay?
Yeah.
But to put them into that conversation, I think they have to win this major. And even if they get like second in this major, they have to at least win Worlds, you know?
I think
for me.
I would say minimum top two in both, and then winning at least one.
Oh, there
probably
is something special
regardless.
Yeah, they have to go in finals both, and there is something about winning that world championship.
Yeah, I think they have to win worlds.
Like, say what you want, I remember BDS won last year, and I don't remember some of the other majors. Okay.
Yep.
Like it is what it is.
Or this same squad for Vitality maintains this level of prominence throughout next year.
No. As long as I'm not saying that this is an end point, like they get fourth here and that's the end. And then, but let's just say then they absolutely crush the competition and then win next year. No, then 100%.
Then absolutely, not even close.
then they might even get to the top because it's a longer story.
Yeah, they would go beyond everyone else for sure.
but I think for them to already, because it's relatively quick, right, to be considered in that conversation, you need to win this major and win worlds for me at least.
Nope, fair.
Okay, I think we're on the show here. Waps, ooh, killed it this week.
Good show.
Like out of nowhere. There's sometimes like, oh, it's just gonna be like Waps and I just doing our thing, you know. And then I'm like, no, this is like an actual like our diehard fans are gonna like this episode. So I love it.
I love that we came into this with, hey, we have an idea, but that idea fell through because nothing is certain yet. So what are we gonna do?
And I don't think we're going to be able to do that idea, but I also think because we've done it twice now, like it's kind of losing its luster, the icon thing, right? The badge. And it doesn't have the same specialty, you know? Okay. With that in mind,
I'm happy.
Thank you all for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed it. You guys are awesome. Your homework, should you choose to accept it, get 7 hours of sleep every day this week. That's your homework. Be refreshed. Love life. Don't walk around as a zombie.
Don't be an optimist. Don't be a pessimist. Be hopeful.
Be hopeful and not tired and stop complaining about being tired because it makes other people either get annoyed or they're like, oh, and I'm tired. I'm like, wow, you guys can't think of a better conversation. Like, I get it. I get that it's like 8 a.m. in the morning, but like really, really. All right. Have a good one, guys. Peace. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.